Hey, everybody. I'm James Hatton. It is time for Inside Joke, Outside Voice, where the responses are in the moment and out of thin air. We are going to start our very first game. It is called the Alphabet Game. In this, I will tell our players a random letter. The first word of the first player will start with that letter. The next will start with the next letter, and so on until they circle all the way through the alphabet. This game will be played with Becky, Matt, and Jason. Your letter is D. And Becky and Matt, you are out to dinner with Jason, but you forgot it's his birthday.
We're starting with D.
D as in dog.
Dinner!
Delicious.
He doesn't know his alphabet.
I don't. I'm dyslexic. Everybody should enjoy this restaurant. We chose it specifically for tonight.
Fantastic, guys. I'm so excited. Just happy to be here with friends.
Great. Well, should we order?
Halibut here is really good.
I'm actually allergic to fish.
Just certain fish or all fish?
Heaven is the chef here.
Like all fish? And is that Kevin Johnson from high school?
Maybe. I didn't go to the same high school.
Nesbitt. Kevin Nesbitt is the chef here.
Okay. Yeah, Nesbitt. I remember that guy. Yeah, definitely not getting the fish then.
Please tell me we're not forgetting something.
Question. Does everyone want appetizers?
Really? Not my thing. I just like the entrees.
So I really feel like we're forgetting something important.
Today is important. That's why we booked the reservation.
Unbelievable.
Very hard to remember anything.
What was it about today that was important enough that we booked this restaurant?
Excuse me, I need a moment.
You okay?
Sally, you look really upset.
Anyone else think there's like an onion being cut around here?
Birthday. It's my mom's birthday.
Crap, we didn't get her anything.
Damn it. Well done, everyone.
Okay.
Poor Jason. You guys are the worst. Worst friends ever.
Whoops.
Oh, sweetie, it's just that we just don't remember things.
Yeah, no.
That's true.
Our next game is for everyone. It is called World's Worst. In World's Worst, I will be choosing a topic. The players will raise their hand to chime in with the worst example of this topic. When the response is thin out, we'll move on to the next. This is for everybody with a show of hands. We will start with the world's worst excuse to call out of work. Matt.
God told me I don't have to feel like it.
Rob.
I'm calling out with apathy.
Becky.
I'm dead.
Sorry. John.
I'm about to shart.
Becky.
No, that was his hand.
I pulled something having sex with a supermodel, so you understand.
Jason.
Butt stuff.
I think that's a good enough one to go to the next.
I could have kept going. I just wanted to give other people a chance.
Can I ask real quick, not to interrupt, how do you confuse Matt's hand with Becky's hand?
Right. I am
glancing between two
it was
windows.
Right in the middle.
This isn't my hand.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah. Becky's hand has to be 4 feet closer to the camera to look like that.
Also, John had his hand raised for I don't know how long. He was all the way across my monitor. I had to adjust windows.
In fairness, Becky has very mannish hands.
Oh. Wow.
World's nice. Thing to say to your wife during
She's
the podcast.
She's got man hands.
Oh. Yeah, boss, I'm calling out from work because I'm getting a divorce.
Yeah. Why? Because.
Quitter.
There's like punching noises in the background
because of different hands.
All right. Let's move on to world's worst theme park attraction. Rob.
The Vomitron.
Matt.
See, the amazing boy who is a boy.
Jason.
Mario's log flume. Because he's a plumber.
Yeah. The educational ride.
Rob.
Come and see the woman with man hands.
Matt.
And now, live paint drying.
John.
Divorce the ride.
Jason.
Balls of the world.
Rob.
Butt stuff.
And twice, let's give it an ant. We're going to end every one of these with butt stuff, apparently.
Yep.
That's the name of the episode.
Episode title, yeah.
Worst thing. Let's see. Worst superhero catchphrase. There we go. Matt.
Up, and eventually.
Jason.
Faster than dial-up internet.
Matt.
That's my hand. Sorry, go ahead.
You had me for a second.
I am the shadow that haunts the night. I am the way your hand looks when you put a flashlight behind it.
John. Here I am. Oh, shit.
Oh, Jason.
I'm the thing that goes flop in the sweat.
And Matt.
I know I came here to do something, but like I had one of those moments where, you know how you like walk into a room and you forget why you were there?
Dimension that Man. Is, it's you.
It's something or another time.
Disguised as a mild-mannered president.
And we have one world's worst to go, and I'm really sorry I put this in here at this point. Worst thing to say to your partner during dinner. Oh, so many hands. Matt.
You've got man hands.
Jason.
Don't just stare at it, Sabrina. Eat it.
Matt.
I can't help but notice you didn't touch your testicles.
Becky.
You haven't finished your poison.
John.
What things?
Jason.
Where's the goat?
Matt.
Keep eating. It'll be important later.
Rob.
This halibut is skibbity.
I'll say Jason, but then we're calling that because that was the perfect one.
But I'm allergic to fish.
There we go. We will. Final one, butt stuff. Very good, guys. Yep.
Butt things.
Or butt things.
It's pronounced boot stoof.
Oh,
stouffée.
They call it in Mexico. Uncultured swine.
All right. Now we are going to play a game called Hi Sharks. In this game, our players will be pitching products to the shark. That's me. Trying to solve a problem in their own unique way. The problem they are trying to solve tonight. Why your favorite TV shows keep having horrible finales. Give them just a brief moment to think. This game is going to be played. I should tell who's going to play first. Matt, Rob, and John, you will be pitching your ideas to the sharks. Your favorite TV shows keep having horrible finales. Matt, start when you're ready.
Well, my invention is more of an innovation, if you will. I think I'm standing on the shoulders of giants here when I say that what you're going to want to do is use your remote every time you get to the finale episode of a show. You want to jump back to the beginning episode again. And then not only are you living in some kind of like time loop paradox that you can write your own fan fiction about how it started and how it's going, but your favorite show will never, ever end. And I think that's the best way to avoid a disappointing finale. Like, I watch Game of Thrones at least like 12 times now because I just skip everything after season 7.
Very good. Well, thank you for that.
Do they even have 7 seasons?
Yeah, who cares?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I quit watching.
Rob, what about your idea?
So, Sharks, I have the ultimate way to avoid having your shows have horrible endings. We've all seen, as my other compatriot has said, the finale for Game of Thrones, the finale for Dexter, the finale for Lost. The list goes on and on of just unsatisfying endings. And the easiest way to do that to rectify that is you really just there's just one person that you have to hire into your company. And once you make that hire, you will never have to worry about horrible endings to your TV shows ever again. And that person is David Zaslav. Zaslav, whatever his name is, because he's just going to cancel everything after the third season anyway. So we'll never get to that horrible ending that you'll have to deal with that will just rip your intestines out and your emotions out for not ever being able to stand up to the rest of the TV season that you've watched.
Very, very interesting. And our last invention, John.
Well, Sharks, this is going to blow your minds. It's the most innovative experience that you will have. It's better than sex. And I'll tell you what, to get through these emotional challenges of these bad shows. Hang on. I have to show you what's going on. You just stab yourself in the face with something. God, I thought this would have worked better. And you just try and lobotomize yourself with a sharp object. Oh man. Whew. Oh, hang on one second. I think I forgot math. And you just forget about those. What were we talking about?
That's a lot of blood, sir.
We forget about the thing that happened, and you don't have to worry. Everything's fine in purple derple land.
Wow.
It's okay. It's all right.
Thank you. I don't want to buzz him out because I just want to see John keep stabbing himself in the face.
Thank you. It went in a different spot.
And I was going to give John the money because he won't remember exactly what it was for in the first place.
Where did I get this money from?
I'll give you $10 for 100%. Okay.
Here's a sandwich.
Yay.
Great job, inventors. It is now time to play a game called Once Upon a Time. In this game, players will go in the order I provide, telling a fairy tale story of my choosing, one word at a time. In this game, our players are, I think I screwed that up, but it's fine. Our players are John, Rob, and Becky. Once upon a time. Story is Three Little Pigs. John, Rob, and Becky.
Once
there
was
a
group
of
piggies.
Three
piggies
who
lived
in
a
house
their
whole
life.
One
day,
one
piggy
went
and
ate
his
neighbor,
who
did
not
like
piggies
at
all.
So
the
second
brother
called
his
wife,
who
told
him
to
kill
more
neighbors
Then.
Play that story backwards. It's much nicer.
Yeah.
Ooh, very good. And I do believe that means we are come to our final game of the night. This game is called Genre. In this, our players will be acting out a scene that I provide, and then at random times, I am going to pause the scene and give them a new genre to continue the scene in. Our players will be Jason and Becky. Your scene, the two of you, are bumping into each other, and you haven't seen each other since high school. Please start the scene as you will, and wait for the pause.
Holy shit, Tina?
Sorry?
Tina, right?
Yeah?
Man, it's Kevin!
Kevin! How are you?
Oh, doing great. You know, I got this new gig cooking fish down at this restaurant. It's pretty sick.
That's awesome.
Hell yeah. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I'm also cooking fish.
Cool. Still single?
Nope.
Pause. Soap opera.
Oh no. This changes everything.
Why, Kevin?
Because I had plans. We were going to run away together.
Kevin, you ruined that long ago, back in high school.
Oh.
Remember?
Say it isn't so.
Saturday morning cartoon.
What are you talking about? I never did that.
Sure you did.
You sure are crazy. Hey, why don't we go down to the park and see what the other kids are doing?
Okay, you better bring your fish.
Okay.
Pause. Western.
I seem to have misplaced my halibut fillet.
Well... I'm a cowboy now. I'll help you find that fish.
Oh, ain't that a fine change of scenario? Hold on. I got something in my spurs.
Is it a fish?
Oh, it's just fish bones, actually. It's kind of weird to find out in the middle of the desert.
Yeah. Pause. Supernatural teen drama.
There's bones in the sand.
Where'd they come from?
I don't know. They look like some kind of fish.
Oh, geez, Kevin. I'm scared.
Oh, geez, I am too. Why don't we go over there? That house with the lights off and the dead truck in front of it. Maybe they have a phone and we could get some help.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Did you bring your fish?
We'll call it there.
We went all the way from the New York tri-state area to the Chicago tri-state area with the accents on it.
And dead Wide fish range. Every which way.
Yep.
While we had been doing all that, the Chuckletron 64 has been calculating all of our funny to let us know that the winner of tonight's game is John, who has forgotten the whole thing already. We're winning tonight. You get to tell us where you think people can find you online. Very good. What about you, Matt Mecki?
I can be found in the freezer section of the local grocery store.
Inside the freezer?
Yeah. I'm on sale.
Lick in the glass.
Only 75% sold.
You're gonna melt all this stuff.
No,
Matt,
we're not active on social media, but we really want you to support your little parts.
Jason.
I am available mostly
for what?
PayPalVO.com and twitch.tv/RobertJustinPeter.
And Rob.
You can find out about me and the rest of our cast over at IJOV.net. You can also find a link to all of our socials and the link to our YouTube page. Make sure you go and like and subscribe so you get all of the latest episodes as soon as they drop.
And I've been your host, James Satin. You can find me at Red Voice on all of the things. And we will see you guys next time.
He's got a bottle of Worcestershire sauce jammed in his eye.
Pico Mom.
I love hanging out and not drinking an ice cold bottle of Worcestershire sauce.